At drug treatment programs in New Hampshire, helping people reach sobriety is the ultimate goal. But in Germany, that's not necessarily the case. As part of a three-week fellowship in Germany earlier this summer, NHPR's Paige Sutherland discovered that many Germans have come to realize abstinence is not for everyone. Today, as part of our series Through the Looking Glass, Sutherland reports how Germany's drug policies reflect this philosophy by steering away from a one-size-fits-all approach.
If you live in Berlin and are looking for clean needles, you don't have to travel far to get them. Just look for a vending machine.
So how does this work?
Yeah, you roll in money like this, and you can choose what you need. Needles, syringes, it's only needles, short needles, long needles, acid and water added.
That's Astrid Leitch. She runs the nonprofit Fixpunk, which operates the 18 other needle vending machines in the city. But Berlin is not alone. 200 other German cities also offer this service. Basically, you put in a euro, and out comes a box filled with a clean syringe, alcohol wipes, water, and vitamin C to mix the heroin with. They're located in high drug use areas, generally near train stations, but they're almost unnoticeable. Why? Because they look exactly like cigarette machines. And rather than displaying a huge photo of a syringe, there is a red ribbon on the front to symbolize drug prevention. Fixpunk also manages these mobile vans that travel around the city. The van is not flashy. Actually, there are zero signs on it. It could even be mistaken for a food truck. The setup is similar. People come to the window, ask for supplies, and then leave, with or without talking to a social worker.
Das war's?
Genau, und das sind nur zwei Inso.
Dankeschön. Bye-bye.
That was Sebastian Bayer, who works at one of these mobile syringe vans. Bayer says at first it's common that people just want to grab their supplies and go. But the end goal is to eventually get people to talk to a social worker on site and explore treatment options. But it takes time.
When they come one time, two times, three times, and when people here at 5 weeks, so then you come in contact, you have to work on the relationship a little bit.
Keeping people alive and preventing diseases is one of the major pillars behind Germany's approach to addiction. So much so, Germany also offers clean needles behind bars. The philosophy behind this, says Sandra Punisch, a social worker at the women's prison in Berlin, is rooted in this.
You don't have any prison in the world without drugs, and we just want to make sure that they can use drugs in a healthy way. We're always asked by, do you give them drugs as well? No, we don't give them drugs, but they're always using drugs.
At Lichtenberg Prison, 35% of the inmates have a drug problem. The prison offers substitution therapy, counseling, as well as syringe vending machines. To get to these machines, you walk through several locked doors until you come to this enclosed room with a small metal box attached to the wall.
It's like putting the yeast needle in, and then you can roll it, and you will get the new needle.
These needles, however, aren't the everyday ones you'll find on the street. They do have some safeguards on them.
You use it, the needle is outside, and after using, you push it hard, and then the needle automatically going inside.
Okay.
And then nobody can hurt, nothing can happen.
Besides preventive measures around public health, Germany also drastically changed its policies on what's being taught in the classroom. Rather than tell children, oh, drugs are bad, don't use them, Berlin's drug czar, Christine Kuhler-Azara, says the curriculum is focused on telling kids the risks and letting them make up their minds.
We cannot make the decisions for other people. They have to make their decisions by themselves. But we can provide them the information they need to make a responsible decision.
This concept is known as risk assessment, and it's taught in school as early as age 10.
You have to look at yourself and make some kind of plan. I have these resources, I have these risk factors, I want to have this kind of fun. What is my decision?
But Arthur Coffin, who works with youth on drug prevention in Berlin, says it's not always a decision you can make on your own. Addiction can be so strong.
I've seen people on heroin rot with rotting legs,
And you ask yourself, as a normal person, how can they do that? Well, they got one of the best drugs in the world to help you to blend out a rotting leg. There's only one thing that helps, and that's relationship building. Nothing else helps.
Coffin's group, Login, begins relationship building early by training parents on how to better deal with at-risk kids and the ones already using. Teachers are also trained on how to better engage with students in order to foster open discussions around drugs and strengthen support networks. But at the end of the day, advocates like Leitch say they are realistic when it comes to prevention.
We can influence people, but not in the way so far that we can convince them to stop or not to stop to use drugs. I think we can give them impulses, we can give them ideas, but they have to decide for themselves.
Tomorrow, we will turn our focus to New Hampshire, a state in the midst of a heroin crisis, and see if there are any lessons to be learned from Germany's approach on addiction. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.